This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the steakhouse on this first day of January. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning, all you Buddy Holly fans, and Happy New Year to folks in College Park. You ain't got nothing to say about College Park? You normally you got
College
something to
Park,
say.
Always, man. Yeah. At the end of the runway.
Thank you.
That's very much.
Everybody's waiting. See, you've been throwing these nuggets out for so long, they wait for you to say that about their town.
That's it,
some
man.
Some kind of...
It is at the end of the runway.
Some kind of little something-something there. Like I said, we were hoping to hear, and we're still waiting to find out if we got a special guest. Oh, we do? Mr. Crenshaw, would you please?
You ready? I mean, you know, hey, it's maybe early to talk some NASCAR, but we can talk one because we got someone from the area who plays a very vital role with Trackhouse Racing. And I can't wait for people to hear from this guy. His story is simply amazing. Jeremy Kimbrough. Tire Man, that's right, the Tire Man for Trackhouse Racing joins us. Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you guys. Thankful to be on the show this morning.
Great to have you on. And, I mean, usually I have to wait until I see you down at the racetrack here in town or catch you at another track where you're driving. But I'm very proud of you, what you're able to do. Part of a transition that a number of people have done from another sport to being on a NASCAR pit crew. And I thought it'd be interesting for people to hear from you this morning. Talk about your journey a little bit and what you've been able to do and experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, man, it's been a journey for sure. I'll be going into year 10 this year in NASCAR. But I started, I went to school at Cedar Grove High School, played football there, earned a full scholarship at Appalachian State. Became a two-time All-American at App State. Then I went on to play with the Washington Redskins for about a season and a half. I got hurt, injured my shoulder. But then I was able to find a new path in the NASCAR, after I got released. And, I didn't hit the ground running ever since. One of my teammates from Appalachian State, he told me about NASCAR, and then I got involved with the D4D program with Coach Horton. He actually trained me to become a NASCAR pit crew member. And then since then, I turned it into my full-time career. And, I enjoy the sport. I'm a tire carrier, and I've been carrying tire for, going on 10 years now. So, last year was probably my most successful year as a pit crew member. Winning 5 races that year. So it was, just a whole good story and just a good season for me last year.
I got so many questions.
Post-football
career, when you get this information from a friend who tells you, oh, man, you need to consider working with NASCAR and doing this and blah, blah, blah. A, how many guys had made that transition from another professional sport, if not football, when you arrived? And then B, what was the training like? It had to be a little different because there's a reason they're reaching out to professional athletes to be a part of these crews. You guys have athleticism in a way that's needed to be jumping over the wall and holding the tire. What was the training like? And while you were doing it, you had to be kind of snickering at yourself going, oh, man, this is going to be interesting.
Oh, for sure. When I started, you were starting to see some guys, transition. A lot of guys had some professional sports background, but it wasn't as much as it is today. I'll say over the course of my career so far, I've seen more and more of guys come in with professional backgrounds, and that's what NASCAR tends to look at now. They look for athletes who are typically who've been in high pressure moments and situations, because that's what the pit stops are. It's high intensity, high moments. Everybody is kind of just, when she coming down the, on pit road, it's, 35 other cars, so you got to decipher everything. So it can get pretty intense. You can get hit any moment, but, the transition from football to NASCAR was, it was great for me just cause it gave me that same type of, feeling that I had playing football, just getting up, getting ready for, and, the training is different. The movements are a little bit more unorthodox. You're running with equipment pretty much. Football, you kind of it's just you and your body out there, and you're trying to go against someone else who's physically trying to stop you. And with NASCAR, nobody's trying to impede you with your job. So it's just learning all the movements and, it's just a lot of agility. A lot of quick twitch stuff and just being under control. So like a lot of start and stop, from getting from here to getting to there. So the training was just a little bit different, but once you're an athlete, you're able to adapt to that and then just kind of keep moving forward and, learning all the terminology and the tools you need to be a great pit crew member.
Yep. Spending time on this New Year's Day on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Jeremy Kimbrough from Trackhouse Racing. And he is social. You can follow him on IG at IamThatGuy33. Man, the tire carrier, when the car pulls in, this man goes over the wall with two tires, and he picks them up like they're donuts. You know, and I picked up NASCAR tires, man. They're a little trouble. Talk about that because, you know, and it's so timing. What is the ideal timing? What's the, you know, the fastest pit stop that you've been a part of? I know you guys had some quick ones this year for your team to be out in front and win races.
Yeah, you know, now, you know, pit stop times are, you know, they're decreasing every single year, you know, as a margin of error in the field just continues to get better. But you're looking at about like 8 to 9 seconds, you know, for a pit stop during a race. If you're hitting 8 seconds throughout the whole race, then 9 times out of 10, you know, you're probably going to be top five on that day. And you're just having a good day, just gaining spots and executing. But, you know, it's been some seven. We did some 7 second pit stops, ran in practice before. Wow. So it's just, you know, everything just has to be perfect. And, you know, everybody can't do their job without the other person. So, you know, it takes, you know, five guys to change tire and put fuel in the car, but four guys initially to change four tires. So those four guys really got to be in sync with each other and just really playing off of each other. And so, yeah, you're looking at about seven seconds is, you know, that's pretty much peak time right now. But on average throughout a race, you know, you'll get a lot of 8 to 9 second stops. And sometimes those stops, they can vary depending on, you know, what type of race you're, that we're racing and the racetrack itself.
Jeremy Kimbrough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, here's another one of my questions I got for you. In the 10 years or so that you've been doing this, because I've been watching racing since I was a kid, and whether it's NASCAR or open wheel, whatever, it doesn't matter, because you all are dealing with, there's gasoline in the vicinity. So you got to pay attention to that. So what I want to know is whether it's the scariest or most memorable pit stop that you have been in the entire time that you were doing this, what is that and what happened?
Scariest, most. Well, I'll say it was probably about. I'll say it was about maybe 3 years ago, 2022. Well, yeah, maybe not 4 years ago. Now today's the first.
Yeah.
But I was working with Daniel Suarez, and we was in Richmond, Virginia, racing, and we was in pit stall 40, and that's like right at the entrance of pit road. And Richmond has this like this curve before you come into pit road, so it's initially a blind spot. So you can't really see the car until he's pretty much in the stall. And we have headsets on, ear molds, and we're listening to our spotters, and they're giving us communication on where the location of the car is. And during that race, I knew that it was going to be hard for Daniel to kind of see us and us pick him up. So as he came in, it was the first stall. As soon as we got on pit road, he came in, you know, way too hot. He slid the tires and he actually hit me. He hit my tire and then I bounced out onto pit road. I held on the tires. I didn't fumble them, but it was definitely a scary moment, you know, as you know, all the other cars was coming down pit road, and I was kind of in the middle of pit road with two tires in my hand because, you know, he slid through the box, hit me, and then it kind of just ricocheted out there. But I kept the tires in my hand, and I was able to go back and complete the stop. But I kind of had a little bit of claim to fame during that day. You know, just everybody was kind of impressed how I held on to the tires and the fact that, you know, some of the drivers, you know, swerved out the way to not hit me. So I was definitely thankful and appreciative of that.
Look at that. Wow, stuck the dismount, wow. And got a good score from the French judge.
And hung on to the tires. That's why they think. Look,
got a 9.9. That was good.
Trackhouse Racing has some real characters, and Justin Marks is the principal owner there. Ross Chastain, we know a lot about his story.
Yeah, buddy.
But talk about the driver that you work with. You worked with Van Giesbergen last year, right, with Shane Bankin, who has come from, Australia, New Zealand? Where's he come?
New Zealand.
And he has mastered the road race courses. What is it like to work with somebody who's come from another country and has gotten to NASCAR and has been so successful?
Oh, man, it was an absolute joy working with Shane. You know, he was kind of like a breath of fresh air. Because sometimes the NASCAR drivers, you know, they can kind of just get in their head, you know, complain a lot, you know, why is the car running like this, this and that. And but Shane was the complete opposite. You know, he's a true racer all the way through. You know, he was kind of like he was very much like a sponge last year, just learning all the new tracks and, you know, how the car's working. And he's so knowledgeable and just such a racer mentality where, you know, it was pleasant to hear him on the radio. Just you can just tell that he was just learning. And, you know, the road courses, that was his background. So he was very confident in going and competing in the road courses. And as you can see, he won 5 races, you know, on road courses last year. So he's, you know, about 3 or 4 of them was in complete dominant fashion. So, you know, he was a real joy. You know, I could say that he's probably only going to get better at the oval tracks and the intermediates, mile and a halves and stuff, because just the type of mentality of a racer that he is, you know, he's just a very positive guy. Was just a real sponge in trying to learn and execute all these tracks. And, you know, it got better as the year on, you know, throughout with him working on intermediate tracks. So it was a joy and a pleasure. And I can see him just only getting better from now just because of the racer mentality that he has.
Listen, before we let Jeremy go, we want to remind everybody, Jeremy Kimbrough, Trackhouse Racing, go Google him, check out what he has done. But also, as we talk about this sport looking for ex-athletes, it's not just limited to men.
Yeah.
We want to remind you that there are women named Christmas Abbott, who scored like the trailblazer of all this. We've had on our show Brianna Daniels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Talk to her. And mm-hmm. Brianna O'Leary are just a few of the ladies that were playing other sports.
Yep.
And then decided to join NASCAR. And like Brianna, she's, you know, tire changer.
Yeah.
They're all in the pits. And so we wanted to get that out too, Jeremy. And I don't know how many women you work with, but listen. It's an opportunity a lot of athletes don't think about, but it's there. And when we talk to people like you, you bring the light on, because we talk to athletes afterwards. Man, I heard you talking to so-and-so, and I never thought about that. But
yeah, we appreciate you doing this. Plus, he's a local product, DeKalb County. DeKalb County, stand up, especially Cedar Grove, stand up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is your guy. I know you guys will be heading for Daytona before you know it. But we thank you for checking in with us and spending some time with us. We'll try to get you back on sometime too during the course of the season if you have time.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you. I definitely appreciate you guys for having me. I enjoyed it, man.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
You have fun when you come hang out with Sam and Greg.
Yeah.
You ain't going to worry about that.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Jeremy. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.